COVID-19 has been one of the most infectious diseases around the world. For the last 3 years, it's taught Australia the danger that pandemics pose and how they could reshape the lives of many. But COVID-19 is not the first pandemic Australia has encountered. In fact, Australia has lived through at least 22, and this latest one hasn't finished with us yet. Emeritus Professor Peter Kersten is from the Faculty of Medicine, Health and Human Sciences at Macquarie University, and I asked him whether he believes COVID-19 is a one-in-a-hundred-year pandemic.
No. I mean, Australian history is just simply littered with outbreaks of infectious disease and pandemics and epidemics. I think in the last 235 years, Australia has experienced something of the order of 23 pandemics and about 30-plus epidemics. And during the 20th century, many of these provided. Look at polio, for example. Polio lingered on into the mid-50s, 1950s, broke out in 1903, 50 years. And what about dengue? People don't even think about dengue. We tend to live in a country where if a disease doesn't threaten to kill you, we tend to forget about it or live with it. Some of the epidemics of dengue have been unbelievable. And only recently have people begun to talk about finding some way of developing some sort of drug to find it.
Can you blame something like penicillin for this? Because we've had these magnificent drugs that have been coming out which seem to fix everything. And is that giving people a bit of a sense of false security?
I think so. We tend to believe that we can confront any outbreak of an infection. In fact, what we tend to forget is the microbial world has a dynamism that confirms the strength of evolution. It can adapt, change, mutate, and that's what happens with when we expose it to particular drugs. Over a period of time, it develops a different brand, moves in a direction that makes the actual virus or bacterial infection more dangerous than before. I mean, we tend to believe that we tend to believe we're the dominant species in the world. Nothing could be further from the truth. The biophysical environment, the microbial world, possessing the ability to mutate, change, adapt, and continue is far more significant than we are in some ways.
And so one of the things that you've been saying is that we need to really look at the way we approach all these epidemics and pandemics, and that really is going to be the better way to manage it from a public health perspective.
True. I mean, one of the problems we face is that we rely heavily on the government to protect us, and Australian history is simply littered with outbreaks of infectious disease where the government struggled to contain it or to understand it or to provide some level of support for the local community.
But I suppose in some ways you need some sort of energy behind a message to get people to behave in a particular way that you need when you are fighting these sorts of outbreaks. So you probably need a little bit of fear, don't you? Because people do need to think that this is serious.
Well, the government believes fear can actually motivate a response in people. But generally, most of us harbour deep-seated fears against major infections. There's no doubt about it.
So, what I'm thinking about here is just to go back a little bit. Is you know the Grim Reaper campaign is regarded as one of the most successful with the AIDS epidemic, and that did get people to change their behaviours. So, that was really a fear-based thing, wasn't it?
Yes, that's true. But whether or not we've won the battle, I mean, really, when you look at infectious disease, plague, which infected Australia in the first 25 years of the 20th century, is today, believe it or not, more widely spread in the world than ever before, bubonic plague. And large part, about a third of the United States is one giant natural reservoir of bubonic plague, where the disease is nurtured among ground-living animals, which have adapted very well to the virus, to the bacteria and to living with plague.
So is that something, if you're going to America, you should worry about and get some sort of some drug with you? Or what do you need to combat plague?
Well, there is an antibacterial drug, but most people living in parts of the western parts of the United States have come to grips with plague. It rarely affects people. Plague is primarily now a disease, an enzootic disease, a disease of animals, and maintained in their burrows, and has adapted absolutely beautifully to an animal's lifestyle. When the animal hibernates in the winter, the plague bacteria does as well, only to reactivate in the spring when the animal awakens.
Emeritus Professor Peter Curson from the Faculty of Medicine, Health and Human Sciences at Macquarie University, speaking with me there.